With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. In far northwest Montana, about 85 homes remain evacuated due to the Napoleon Fire. It's part of what's now being called the Clark Fork complex of six fires straddling the Montana-Idaho border. State Highway 56, which runs close to the Napoleon Fire, is open, but travel's being discouraged because of thick smoke. Sanders County Sheriff Tom Rummel says there have been no additional evacuations since last week and that his deputies are patrolling the evacuated area around the clock. Fire Information Officer Glenda Scott says crews are working to keep the nine square mile Napoleon Fire contained within the Kootenai National Forest.
We've done some good work to create a fuel break between the private land and the forest. They're working to continue to strengthen that line so it could hold in a wind event and hold it from moving from to the north and to the south.
Burning to the north and west of the Napoleon Fire is the Sawtooth Fire, which covers about 3.5 square miles. Scott says the priority on that fire is keeping it from burning to the east, where it could cross into the Ross Creek Cedars Scenic Area just a couple of miles away.
It's a grove of old, you know, thousand-year-old cedars. So it's a very important place from that standpoint. So we're trying to prevent the fire, a risk of the fire moving towards it.
Scott says that even though the Clark Fork complex fires have burned over 10,000 acres, most of the smoke that's blanketing the region actually comes from fires in Idaho and Washington State. Firefighters are reporting success on the Scotsman's Gulch fire near Phillipsburg. As of this morning, it was being called 82% contained after a favorable weekend of weather, says Public Information Officer Anna Callahan.
We actually didn't get any rain on the fire, but the cooler temperatures and less winds definitely helped them with building line and not having to worry about the fire flaring up.
Callahan says about half of the 150 people working the Scotchman's Gulch fire are being released, and management of it is being transferred back to the Pintler Ranger District of the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest. The thick blanket of wildfire smoke over western Montana is proving a blessing and a curse for firefighters in the state. The hazy conditions can rob fires of the oxygen they need to grow, but at the same time prevent aircraft from being able to see well enough to drop water and fire retardant.
Right now, we haven't had the ability to fly on the sheep fire very well due to the fact of the smoke conditions.
That's Jonathan Moore, a public information officer on the sheep fire that's been threatening the town of Essex just south of Glacier National Park. Moore says the northernmost tip of that fire is now about a mile south of Essex. Essex has been under a pre-evacuation order since Wednesday.
Nothing's changed today that significantly that we think that that evacuation order is going to get kicked in right away.
Another information officer says forecast high winds for today didn't materialize and that winds tomorrow are now expected to be calmer than initially feared. Moore says that yesterday fire managers were able to get ground crews in for the first time to fight the 580-acre fire, which is burning in steep terrain in the Great Bear Wilderness.
Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad used some of their equipment to bring us in along the railroad.
Moore says about 70 ground crew members are now actively building fire line between the sheep fire and Essex. The railroad is also now planning to help remove logs from the area to reduce fuel available to the fire. The fire had closed U.S. Highway 2 and the adjacent BNSF and Amtrak rail corridor. Both are now open. The State Department of Revenue is reminding owners of property or forest lands damaged by wildfire or other natural disasters that they may be eligible for property tax relief. If a home or outbuilding is rendered unsuitable for use due to wildfire, wind, or flooding, its owners may be eligible for tax breaks. Businesses whose equipment is destroyed may also qualify. The tax relief is prorated based on the number of days in the tax year that the property is unusable. Property owners must complete an application by December 31st to be eligible for the credit. A forest landowner whose standing timber has been destroyed by wildfire in 2015 will receive a reduction in the assessed value for 20 years, beginning with the 2016 tax year. Butte activists have succeeded in their efforts to get a name change for a polluted stream channel in Butte that's gone by the name Metro Storm Drain for years. The Montana Standard reports that the Silver Bow Creek Headquarters Coalition earned a victory against the state of Montana Friday after a judge ruled that the channel should be called by its former name, Silver Bow Creek. The mostly dry channel has been contaminated by buried mine and smelter tailings. The coalition maintains that if the channel is legally known as Silver Bow Creek, then the state will have to ensure that it's an actual free-flowing creek. Although the state has called for the pollution to be cleaned up, it hasn't included a free-flowing stream as part of its cleanup plan. Nevada has reached a $1.2 million settlement with a test maker blamed for the widespread technical problems last spring. Those problems left most of the state's students unable to finish the required Common Core-aligned tests. The Nevada Attorney General said today that New Hampshire-based Measured Progress will refund more than $1.2 million in cash to the state's Department of Education. Breach of contract notices with the company and test creators, the Smarter Balanced Assessment Consortium, were filed in April when technical problems also halted testing in Montana and North Dakota. Measured Progress didn't immediately provide comment, and the state said no settlement had been reached with Smarter Balanced. Although the Montana and North Dakota systems were largely restored, those states have also said they've been in talks for legal action. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.